make your company even better. And you're not breaking the bank to do it at all. Also, when you're involved in the chamber, it helps to position your company as a leader in the community. And again, people will gravitate to people who are leaders in the community because those leaders know people. They're considered to be knowledgeable, and people like doing business with people that are leaders who can give them some solid information and help. So please get involved, and that will help your business to position itself. Now, some of us, some business owners need help, and I know that the community colleges and the universities sometimes have intern programs, but it may be that you can find someone to be an intern or a temporary worker just through the chamber. So ask around, find out from the other members if they have family members or can recommend folks that might be available to help you in your business, because sometimes you can't do it all. In fact, there are members of the chamber who do bookkeeping, and that's one of the areas that people get so bogged down on. So chances are there's someone in the chamber that you can contact who can help you perhaps set up QuickBooks or some other form of bookkeeping to get you to a point where you can run your business not worrying about taking care of the books, because that can be very time-consuming. So there is help out there, and you can start at the chamber. And there are members of the chamber who do bookkeeping, and that's one of the areas that people get so bogged down on. So chances are there's someone in the chamber that you can contact who can help you perhaps set up QuickBooks or some other form of bookkeeping to get you to a point where you can run your business not worrying about taking care of the books, because that can be very time-consuming. So there is help out there, and you can start at the chamber and ask for advice and direction for that help. Let's see. Another thing that sometimes happens in chambers is that there are discounts available that are offered through by the members to other members, and you can only get the discount if you're a member of the chamber. I used to belong to a chamber group over in Elizabeth, New Jersey, that had an office supply company servicing a lot of the members, and in doing so, they actually generated revenue for that chamber group. So there may be businesses that will serve the members, but perhaps they can donate money to the chamber for events or just to get a group savings. So think about that. There are discounts and services that might be available by being members of the chambers. Now, I'm not familiar with it personally, but there may be chamber groups that can get insurance, whether it's home insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, business insurance, deals, for the members. So look into that as well. Another thing you can do is to sponsor events. When you sponsor an event, you're going to that gives you exposure. That shows you're a leader in the community. Maybe you can sponsor a children's football team or baseball team. That might be the thing, or sponsor other activities with nonprofit organizations. But that would get you exposure as well. So it creates a top of the mind awareness by being a sponsor in certain endeavors. Sometimes the chambers have award ceremonies where they recognize certain individuals who have made milestone achievements, and some of the members may sponsor those events. That might cost some money, but it depends on what your budget might be. But at least it's supporting the organization to the point that the company that's doing the sponsoring does gain some more visibility. Now, there are some chamber groups that have members who do exporting. So sometimes, I don't think it's here at Flemington, but some chambers actually form groups of exporters and help them find resources for shipping and exporting. So that's a possibility. There's also chambers that create alliances with other chamber groups for the purpose of identifying legislation and other circumstances where the people who are members of the group need a voice in the community. So there may be opportunities to get involved with public policy as a chamber. So that's something you could look into if you don't. I don't know that's happening here, but certainly it may happen with other chambers. I know for a fact it happens with other chambers across the company. So to become a member of the chamber, of course, you have dues that would be paid. Some dues would be determined by the size of a business or the number of employees. But check it out. It's not that expensive. And you will find opportunities that you wouldn't get someplace else. Even if you're not doing business with people locally, whether it's B2B, which is business to business, or business to consumer, there may be other value in joining the chamber, just helping other people with ideas. Also, again, getting the educational exposure, too. And there may be some tax deductions when you're involved with a chamber, so you might want to talk to your CPA or have them check the laws as with regard to taxes. So I'm going to go back to a couple more sponsors before we finish up today. So let me see what we have here.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. We've been talking about the value of belonging to a chamber of commerce. I hope that you've checked off a couple of your to-do lists, a couple of things on your to-do list that you can accomplish by joining a chamber. Here's a list of activities and endeavors that chambers might do. They may not be in this chamber in particular, but I just thought there were some interesting things that you'll find with a chamber of commerce. There might be business breakfasts held quarterly or monthly that you could attend. There may be networking events where you business card exchanges. I know they have them here, where you go for maybe wine and may meet for a couple hours at a could be at a bank or another business office that allows you to use their space. It could be a restaurant. I've been to ones at restaurant. So mixers where you get to meet other folks. So there's a group I came across that does pizzas and politics. They meet on Thursdays to discuss politics. Sponsorship of events, and so it could be an installation dinner, a business expo, a holiday luncheon, a state of the city or the state. Maybe there's programs along those lines. So you get to hear what's going on. You could sponsor those events. You can get a business page on the chamber website or in the directory. That's always going to be a possibility. You can post your events on the chamber website and in their newsletter, so let people know what you're doing so that you get participation from the other members. Some of the chambers will do an e-blast or a notice that goes out by email. Maybe there's a message that you can have included in that. Of course, when you're a member of a chamber, you can get referrals and you can give referrals. And by the way, give a lot of referrals because people appreciate it, and that builds relationships. There's also member-to-member discounts that you can offer. So learn how to do that. Maybe there's things that you offer that you could be discounted to members. And if you do that, ask them to please share, spread the word about what how they've supported you. You may have some hot deals, some special discounts that will draw attention. You can also connect with politicians, so there might be some political influences that would be worthwhile for your business. There may be special events that you conduct and might discount tickets for those special events for a period of time before the event takes place. Perhaps you can be an ambassador for your chamber. There are ambassadors that will go out to see businesses and to explain to the potential members what the organization is all about. So become an ambassador. Sometimes you get special badges for that, you can be a greeter at an event. As an ambassador, you can introduce yourself and then take people around to meet others. Get involved with being on event planning committees, because all the chambers have special events. If you're good at the internet, maybe you can be involved with a Facebook page or get an Instagram account that would be supportive of the chamber. A LinkedIn group, participate in those. Most chambers will have luncheons for new members, so maybe.